Following a four-year term in which he led the university through what a press release describes as incredibly challenging times, the president of Thornlow University, Reverend Dr. John Gibo, is retiring. The board is incredibly grateful for his tireless dedication and invaluable leadership, said an April 16 press release from Thornlow's Board of Governors. Thornlow said Stacy Sothesevan has been appointed the university's interim president, effective June 1. Raised in Holtyre, Ont. Sothesevan moved to Sudbury in 2001 to pursue her post-secondary education at Laurentian University. She completed her BA honors in 2005 in addition to B.Ed. in 2009, specializing in junior intermediate education. She is finalizing the requirements for her Master's in Interdisciplinary Humanities in order to convocate in June. In 2012, Sothesevan started her employment at Laurentian University as an adult liaison coordinator. Since 2016, she has been working with the Faculty of Graduate Studies as an information officer, helping students receive funding at the local, provincial, and national levels, as well as providing them with professional development opportunities, and welcoming them through orientation and other community-building events. For the past 2 years, Sothesevan has also served as the Dean of Residence at Thornlow University, where she strives to ensure a happy, healthy and safe residence life for all members of the residence community. Stacy Sothesevan has been appointed Thornlow University's interim president. Image. X. This transition marks a new chapter for our university, said Board Chair Brian Koivu, in a press release. Ms. Sothesevan is deeply committed to continuing the legacy that Reverend Dr. Gibo has established, while also bringing fresh perspectives and ideas to further our mission. We look forward to the growth of our School of Theology and the continued success of our residents. Thornlow University is one of three educational institutions that were formerly federated with Laurentian University, providing courses counting toward Laurentian degrees. However, that all changed in 2021, when Laurentian severed the federation agreement with Thornlow as well as with Huntington University and the University of Sudbury that went back to the university's founding. Gibo started his tenure at Thornlow in June 2019, not long before the COVID-19 pandemic and then Laurentian's insolvency. But the troubles started for Thornlow even before these disruptive events. Gibo told Sudbury.com in 2023 he arrived on campus under odd circumstances. Laurentian changed the funding model for how it passed provincial money onto the federated universities, resulting in a financial crunch at Thornlow, and the necessity to make what Gibo describes as a very painful decision. In May 2020, Thornlow cut its theater arts and motion picture arts programs. It would be a foreshadowing of what was to come, as following Laurentian's 2021 disclaimer of the Federation Agreement, Thornlow discontinued most of its remaining programs, including Women's, Gender and Sexuality Studies and Ancient Studies. Gibo said when he arrived at Thornlow in 2019, there were about 40 full and part-time employees at the institution, with 2,700 students studying there per year. After the layoffs in 2020 and 2021, as of 2023, Thornlow had 4 full-time and 3 part-time employees, and just 65 students. Thornlow's remaining students are studying theology. The Anglican Church-affiliated Thornlow offers certificates for Anglican lay readers, as well as diplomas and bachelor's degrees in theology. These programs are conferred directly by Thornlow, so we're unaffected by Laurentian's actions. Thornlow's current sources of income are its theology program, its 58 student residents and rentals of its theater to community groups, Gibo said last year.